Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Today, for the first time in human history, we have more overweight people walking the earth than underweight. By the year 2030, one in two people are going to be not just overweight, but obese.
It sets the stage for all the bad things you don't want to get. Alzheimer's, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, cancer.
Cancer is caused by food, and sugar is the number one culprit.
I want to feel better now. I want to stop getting this chronic fatigue. I want to get my mental health back in shape. I want my sleep to be good. Some people come at it from like, my skin is bad. I want to get my skin better. Other people come at it from, I'm having hormonal issues like PCOS, erectile dysfunction, whatever. They get to glucose, they study that, and weight loss is a nice consequence.
Fructose says don't burn fat. Fructose tells your body winter is coming. Get ready.
We've also seen that a high sugar bolus can reduce testosterone by about 25%, which also persists. And by and large, people are being taken down by these kinds of diseases that are essentially driven by being undernourished and overfed.
These people with the obesity, the diabetes, the hypertension, the dyslipidemia, and all the downstream issues, the coronary artery disease, the Alzheimer's, the cancer, and again, type 2 diabetes, are the consequence.
Added sugar is insidious today. It's in everything. It's in sauces. It's in coffee beverages. Coffee chains, for a cup of coffee, we end up drinking dessert.
And it causes what is called insulin resistance, meaning that insulin doesn't work as well in your body through a number of mechanisms. So that's the dirty secret of fructose that the industry didn't want us to know about. Now it's been called out.
So now we're seeing one in two Americans suffer from either pre-diabetes
or type 2.
Or type 2 diabetes. And that is when you eat too much sugar and starch. And every time you do that, it raises your insulin. Your body becomes resistant to the insulin, and so it doesn't work as well. So you need more insulin. Mm-hmm. And insulin does what? Insulin makes you hungry. It makes you store belly fat. It locks the fat in the fat cells, and it slows your metabolism. It's like a quadruple threat for your body to gain weight. It's the big killers.
Are by sugar and food.
Yes. Yes.
So if you change your diet, you should be able to
prevent. Or cure sometimes.
Alzheimer's?
100%. Yes, 100%. I mean, the studies are there.
It's crazy.
Even people already have Alzheimer's, when they improve their diet, they can
get more functionality.
Yeah.
By the year 2030, one in two people are going to be not just overweight, but obese. Are ultra processed food products that by and large we overconsume today. Your average American today derives 60% of their calories from ultra processed foods. These are the foods that line our supermarket aisles. Our supermarkets tend to be designed the same way. It's the perishable fresh food that tend to be around the perimeter. The aisles have all the shelf-stable convenience foods that are minimally satiating, highly calorically dense, and hyper-palatable. So those three factors make those kinds of foods, particularly when they're all you have access to, a recipe for disaster. Consuming a high sugar bolus can also elevate your blood pressure, which we know is a risk factor for neurodegeneration. We've seen that one high sugar bolus, about 75 grams of sugar, can cause your systolic blood pressure to elevate for 2 hours. We've also seen that a high sugar bolus can reduce testosterone by about 25%, which also persists for 2 hours. Yeah.
Why? Any guesses why we'd have an evolutionary response to sugar that lowers our testosterone?
That's a good question. There's no, a hunter-gatherer would have never had access to that kind of rapidly digested sugar deluge, right? Because we would have had fruit, and our fruit as hunter-gatherers would have been a fraction as sweet as they are today. But the notion of fruit juice or a sugary, high 75 gram glucose beverage, for example, didn't exist. So I think what it does is it sends our body into a stress state. And so that's, I think, one of the reasons why we see the elevation of blood pressure. And I would also assume because stress can reduce testosterone.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, it's, I mean, we are seeing a decline in testosterone.
I've always assumed that's multifactorial. That's poor diet, that's adding on weight.
All of the above, but as I mentioned, in that study where they saw a 25% reduction in testosterone, they used a 75 gram sugar bolus, right? Mm-hmm. As I mentioned, your average adult today consumes 77 grams of added sugar every single day. So they're consuming that every day. So yeah, the added sugar thing, I think, is it's a problem. Now, again, if you have a big calorie budget, if you're a bodybuilder, if you're, if you're burning an intense amount of calories on a daily basis, you do have a discretionary caloric budget. But for your average person, again, today, your average person is overweight, bordering on obesity, has some component of metabolic illness, glucose dysregulation. I would say that being a sleuth and being able to identify added sugar and then cut that out, or at least minimize your consumption of it, I think you'd be doing your health major favors.
You're probably on a sugar addiction roller coaster every single day of your life. If you've been on this glucose addiction for a long time, your body will take a week, 2 weeks to be able to switch over to burning fat. And that 2 weeks is really painful, right? Most people eat starches and sugars for breakfast. Then maybe they buy a muffin or a pastry or a croissant or, you know, something like that. Or maybe they just have a coffee with sugar in it. The thing is, if you create a big glucose spike at breakfast, it actually controls your entire day. Your entire day turns into this roller coaster. And if you've never had a savory breakfast and you've spent your entire life having a sweet breakfast, you have no idea how much of a different world it is when you start your day with savory foods. You teach your body to burn fat again, you get back some of that metabolic flexibility, and then, you know, a month in, if you want to cut out sugar entirely, it's not going to be hard. You're no longer going to be controlled by this craving center being activated every 90 minutes in your brain. It's a very different experience.
Get your protein, maybe a little bit of fat, eat in the right order, you're adding in some vinegar.
Add vegetables to the beginning of your meal too.
And all of the benefits from your protocol, that it really is that.
If we look at our glucose levels and we eat in a way that balances those spikes, a few things happen. One, we reduce how many cravings we have. Cravings are a big barrier to fat loss because people get these intense feelings, oh, I really want to eat a cookie. Then there's a whole cycle of guilt and shame, and just the whole thing is like quite damaging. Second, when you balance your glucose levels, your hunger hormones get tamed. So you're no longer hungry every 90 minutes. Third thing, when you balance your glucose levels, your insulin levels come down. And in order to lose fat, your insulin levels have to be down. So what I see in my community and the readers of my book is that when they focus on glucose first, they sort of naturally lose fat as a side effect, as a consequence. But the primary objective is, I want to feel better now. I want to stop getting this chronic fatigue. I want to get my mental health back in shape. I want my sleep to be good. I just want to feel better. And also, I want to feel connected to my body. That's really the primary angle. Some people come at it from like, my skin is bad. I want to get my skin better. Other people come at it from, I'm having hormonal issues like PCOS, erectile dysfunction, whatever. They get to glucose, they steady that, and weight loss is a nice consequence.
So many people with borderline diabetes or frank diabetes, mild elevation of blood sugar, or can't lose that last 20 pounds, and they're doing everything they possibly can. Darn it, I'm doing everything I can. There's got to be something else. This may be that something else, maybe that missing link.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.